from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and conference speaker and your advocate for the family. So how do you make your marriage last? I'm glad you asked. And if you happen to have the answer to that and want to share your story, Dr. Randy is taking your calls. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, helping you to be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I do welcome you. We're live here in our Intentional Living Center today, and we got the doors wide open, and we'd like to have you come on in. Don't stand on the outside, because I know it's easy when you're listening on the radio just to stand on the outside. But come on in and be a part of this, because you're going to make this program happen as you call. And you tell me, and you tell those listening, people all over the place listening, what's one thing that you've had in your marriage, one thing you've looked at in your marriage that has really been glue-like in terms of holding your relationship together? Now think about it. And it may not be the first thought. It may be the second or third thought, right? But we'd like to hear what's been that one thing that you've seen, that you've observed. And if it's not in your marriage, you may say it hasn't been so much in ours, but it was my parents' marriage, or maybe it's in my grandparents' marriage, or in some friends that we know, to know these ingredients. 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll come right on into the center here, and we'll get you on as ASAP. 888-888-1717. I was thinking about, you know, I created a list of 10 things that came to my mind that makes marriage last. And the number one on the list is certainly something that we've had to practice in our marriage over the years. And that's to forgive quickly. Forgive quickly. You know, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 that we're to be kind to each other, we're to be tenderhearted. And then he says to forgive one another. Because without that basis of forgiveness, what happens is things start to collect in our life. You know, something that was said a year ago, you may have forgotten it, but it lingers if it's not forgiven and dealt with. Maybe it's been in something that was done and it was never resolved. And it's sometimes difficult because maybe you've been offended and the person didn't ask, you know, your spouse didn't ask you to forgive them and you want them to. That gets into the whole opportunity to communicate, talk about how you're feeling, what's gone on. But sometimes you just need to forgive. Doesn't mean there's not accountability, but forgiveness is going to be number one on the list. Certainly biblical, and it's necessary. When I think of a couple that I counseled with many years ago, and at the end of the session, when she turned around and looked at him with just a lot of frustration in her face, and she said, look, 25 years ago, you said this about some member of her family. And he's sitting there like clueless. This guy was like, hello, I don't recall any of that. He'd long forgotten. It didn't mean anything to him. It was a passing thought. Maybe it wasn't even his intention to be hurtful. But boy, she picked up on it and she's held on to it, and it grew in her life. And that became sort of a symbol of what was going on in that marriage, was something that we had to get to in the process of seeing them build up their relationship. So we'd love to have you join in. A lot of people have commented on Facebook. You're welcome to call 888-888-1717. One thing that really has been glue-like in holding your marriage together. Here's what people have been saying on Facebook so far. Nina has joined us. She said, God is the most important ingredient. If God is not a part of your marriage, it is set up to fail. Now, you might be listening and saying, yeah, hello, thanks. You know, my spouse and I aren't on the same page. How do I deal with that if you're not on the same page spiritually? Remember, your job is to, as a follower of Christ, is for you to take care of you. God didn't put you and me, come on now, God didn't put you and me in the position of being the Holy Spirit for our spouse. Wouldn't that have been nice? God had said, okay, you can play the Holy Spirit, but that's not our job. Nina goes on to say, you need to pray together, worship together, read the Bible together, be determined to have a marriage that honors God. Good insight. Good insight. You're welcome to join us on Facebook as well and comment. We're live here today taking your calls. And we also want to express that our hearts go out to those families that were so affected with the mass shooting that occurred in Florida a couple days ago. And my wife and I were commenting. We hear it becomes now just commonplace, unfortunately. but our hearts go out to the families. We can't imagine, or we can only imagine, what some families are facing today. And so we pray for the pastors and the ministers and the missionaries and ministries that will be reaching out to embrace and love the community there today. And we do pray for all the families that have been affected. So today we're talking about marriage. You know, there's not a lot that we can control in life, but one thing that we can control in our life is our relationship, our attitude toward our spouse, how our disposition in our relationship with our spouse. And so we'd love to hear from you when it comes to your thoughts. Jerry is in New Mexico today. Jerry, he's been married for 40 years. Wow. Jerry, you know, how'd you guys do it?
Stay close to God, being a Christian, going to church, reading the Bible, and grandkids. After them grandkids come along, we raised out three kids. I got a son that's in the Army for 18 years. He's an E-8. He's in Kuwait right now. And I got two daughters. One of them is a nurse, and the other was a school teacher. She's married to a Air Force, and they're in the station in North Carolina. And the children, if the children do good, it seems to make the family stay together.
Mm. Boy, I agree with you, man. Listen, as a grandparent myself, I think about how that is glue-like as well. When you see your kids doing well and growing, that helps. But if it's not, I would say to you, if you're not, maybe you've got, you know, you've raised your kids and you got regrets, and you look today and it's affecting your marriage because you see your grown kids not going the direction you'd like. If you allow guilt to get in there, I'm telling you, I've seen it. Whenever we start to beat ourselves up, I should have, or they should have, or why didn't my spouse do this? That can become the kind of wedge that grows in the relationship, can be very destructive. All right, Sarah's on the line in Michigan today. Sarah, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thanks.
Appreciate your call. What do you think has been glue-like in your marriage?
Definitely doing ministry together. When I met my husband, he was a youth pastor. Mm. He's been a care and outreach pastor and a children's pastor. So, and now we're not on staff anywhere, but we volunteer together and have for the last 10 years at the church that we've been at. And I think God is getting ready to do something new there too. But it's the glue. It keeps us together. That, and we have called each other, we have tender names for each other, Huns and Hunsies, and we use those interchangeably with one another and have since day one. And, you know, even if you're going to say something corrective, if you start out saying Huns or Hunsies, you know they're coming from a perspective.
You got to smile if you're a Hunsie, right?
right, exactly.
Yeah, and how many years did you say you've been married?
It'll be 30 December 17th.
Huh. So during this time, you have any bumpy times, or has it been all kind of positive in your relationship?
Well, my husband actually was on staff at a church for about 18 years and was let go due to nepotism. That was a big bump for us, but it turned out to be a good thing in the long run.
Yeah.
But that was hard because we had to look away from the church as being our provider and look to God to be our provider. And we're watching our daughter do the same thing right now. But they are motivated, my son-in-law and daughter are motivated to go to China now because they haven't had full support from a church. And had they had that support, they probably wouldn't be considering going to China right now. So God is even using that situation. You know, there's the scripture that says he'll use all things to the good of those who are called according to his purposes,
right,
who love him. And so I've seen him do that.
That's great. Well, Sarah, I appreciate your call today. I'm glad you're listening. 30-plus years of marriage, much success, and you guys did it partly by staying on the same page, having a ministry, doing something together. When you anticipate, when you have something to anticipate and do together, sometimes it's ministry, and of course for Christians that's a very powerful thing, but sometimes you have other things that can hold you together as well, things you do together. When we see couples today going off in different directions, having their own thing, their own priorities, their own goals, yeah, some of that's okay, but I'll tell you, there's a point where you look back and say, hey, we've gotten off track. We're miles apart now because we're each chasing our own dream, and that can create a real problem in the marriage. All right, we'd love to hear your story. What is it? Well, you know, what's the one thing that you've seen in your marriage that has been a glue that's held things together, or in the marriage of someone that you highly respect? Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Intentional Living Center has planned the most amazing vacation for you and your family. All you have to do is register, then come, and experience Washington, D.C. like never before. The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour brings you face-to-face with our nation's Christian heritage. Expert historians will guide the tour of Washington, D.C.'s most iconic sites, and your family will discover the brand-new Museum of the Bible, 430,000 square feet dedicated to the book that started it all. October will be here before you know it, so make your plans now to join Intentional Living for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. Go to theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
If you treated your marriage like your car, you'd have a better marriage.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Do you ever look at your relationship and think, why doesn't it feel the same way it did when we were first married? Maybe it's because we don't do the same things we did when we were first married. How long has it been since you've written your sweetheart a letter? When's the last time you took a weekend and went away with just the two of you? Have you gotten in the habit of taking the things your person does for you for granted? Look at it like this. You'd never skip getting the oil changed in your car and expect it to run well after a year. Why do we do that with our marriages? Read some books, talk with a counselor, or just start getting romantic and see what happens. It could be your marriage needs a tune-up. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Greg. That's a great analogy for people who take good care of their cars. You know, I got a little check engine light on my car that reminds me I was supposed to change the oil a couple thousand miles ago, 3,000 miles ago. I won't go any further than that. So anyway, it's a good analogy if it works for you. But on the other hand, it may be the opposite to say, hey, I don't want to take care of my marriage the way I take care of my car. But, you know, what we value certainly should be reflective in how we treat things. Hey, our phone line's open. I'd ask you, when you think about it, have you treated your marriage like better, you know, your car better than your marriage? What is the one thing that you've seen in your own experience? You've been married more than, let's say, 25 years. You know, what's the glue that's held that together? What is it? What's the one thing that has you've seen or you've seen in the life of the people that you care for, you know, your parents or grandparents or friends or people from church? What's the glue? The one thing. 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. 888-888-1717. We'd love to have you come on in and join in with the discussion today, because this is really about what you're experiencing and others listening who want to learn from you as we share life together and make our marriages and our families work the way that honors Christ. You know, one of the things on the top 10 list for me is shared values. It's important to be on the same page with the things that are really important, especially your spiritual life, but also things like parenting. When we see moms and dads not on the same page, approaching parenting in different ways, that can become a rub. It becomes an undercurrent in the marriage. Or maybe you have a different approach as it has to do with money. One's a saver, one's a spender. One, let's not use credit cards. The other, it's okay. One, let's tithe. The other one says, not so much. These are tension points in a marriage because these are value centers. And there are things that matter and things that don't matter. When you go out to dinner, you order different meals, doesn't matter so much. But the values around money, around family, around in-laws, around work, around kids, these are value centers and become important ingredients in making a marriage work. And when you don't share those values, it's a problem. Gina's on the line in Michigan. Welcome, Gina. Appreciate your call.
Well, welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How long have you been married, Gina?
Well, I haven't been married for 25 years or 30 years.
Okay.
Frank and I have been married for 17 years.
Good for
and
you.
And yes, thank you. Yes, we did have up and down some roller coaster. But something that in the Holy Spirit led me to lead my husband to the Lord. So praise God for that. My husband is a wonderful Christian man. He's kind and gentle, and I am blessed. One thing, though, I started doing that, surprise, surprise, as a Christian woman, you know, I thought I had the bases covered. I recently, about 5 years ago, started praying for him. I mean, we pray for meals, and we pray at nighttime together as a couple, but for me alone, as a Christian woman, wife, I pray for my husband. I pray for protection. I ask the Father to take care of him and guide him, walk next to him and before him, and other things that are on his mind. But I recommend any wife do that alone and pray for their husband. Mm. It's something I think that we all take for granted. We pray together. We're covered. But to pray, that's a glue that has held our marriage, and we've gotten closer.
How has that affected you? I mean, the fact that you're praying for your husband, how has that impacted your life?
Oh, I love him more, and I feel that we've become closer. The Holy Spirit has worked within me and has shown me a few things that I need to change and to surrender. And quickly, the Lord, a core value, like you were saying earlier, I have a 99-year-old grandma who just came and is moving in and living with us. Hmm. My husband, without a second thought, said, let her take our room. We've got an ensuite. And I fell in love with him over and over and over again, because who would do that? Even Christian men. So I think the power of prayer for him has changed the dynamic in our family, and the Lord is with us, and we're walking with him. Our relationship together, that grandma is now something that we have in common and a core value for us, family, taking care, loving. He pulled out scripture about taking care of the widows, and absolutely, so wonderful.
That's great. Well, 17 years is a good start, and you know what? You can call back 17 more years from now. What will that be? 34 years. And check in and say, hey, here's how we made it to 34, because you keep doing what you're doing now at 17, and that's how you get to 34 or 44 or beyond.
Thank you.
One day at a time. Well, thank you, Gina. Appreciate your call.
You're welcome, and thank you for your program. God bless you guys. Okay?
Glad to do it. Glad to be here today. We're at the Intentional Living Center, and you know what? Together, we're on this journey of life, and we're talking about marriage today. Other days, maybe we talk about money, or we talk about the things that matter in your life. There's a lot of things that don't. Let's face it, a lot of what you hear when you turn on media today are things that are interesting, and they're provocative, and they rile you up, but at the end of the day, you don't have much control over it. And we really focus on the things that we do have control over. We have control over our thinking, our attitude, and our behavior in the relationships that we have. I mean, there's nobody controlling how you're going to respond to your spouse tonight. That's you. The door closes. You're in the house. It's the two of you. That's something you're going to decide, or I'm going to decide, or how you choose to spend your money, if we talk about money, or how to raise your kids. These are things that we are responsible for. And that's why we focus at the Intentional Living Center together, because we want to really do this thing of living our lives in a way together that will honor Christ and benefit ourselves. That's what intentional living is all about. Today we're talking about what's the glue. If you can pick up on some of the things you're hearing and apply it to your marriage, it could be transformational. One of the top 10 on my list is to have realistic expectations in marriage. It's so easy to have expectations that get out of whack. And I want to talk a little more about that in just a moment. You're welcome to join us. Tell us the one thing that holds your marriage together. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional dad. Oh, how I remember the day that my 15-year-old son arrived at the dinner table and proclaimed, "I'm getting an earring!" I wish you could have seen my wife. I mean, her ears went back, and she gave me the look, and when Kevin looked away, she stared at me, pointing at her ear as to say, "Would you say something? Did you hear what your son just said?" And of course, I said something glib like, "Pass the green beans." Well, it was after dinner that my sweet wife of many years of marriage was in my face. "Kevin Lehman, why didn't you say something to your son? I don't want him to have an earring. Don't you let him have an earring. I want you to do this. I want you to do that." For 3 days, she harassed me, to tell you the truth. And finally, I took things into my own hands. I showed up to dinner on that third night with an earring in my ear. My son's wolfing down his dinner. He didn't even notice the stupid earring. And finally, he saw the glimmer of it. He looked at me, and his eyes narrowed, and he said, "You look absolutely ridiculous." I said, "Really?" I said, "Your mom likes it." You know what? He just turned 30. It's been 15 years. We haven't seen an earring yet. Now there's a thought for today.
And he did look absolutely ridiculous. Kevin Lehman, an earring would look absolutely ridiculous, right? Everybody in agreement there? Yeah, okay, thank you. But I'll tell you one thing. Kevin and I we're doing a reunion tour. Some of you remember Kevin Lehman and Randy Carlson together through the Parent Talk days. And I had a breakfast with them some number of months ago, and we said, "Hey, we're going to do a reunion tour, and we're going to focus on the things that we have experienced over years being married." I mean, you know, Kevin's what? Coming up on what, 50 years? Don and I have been married over 40 years, 45 years. And we're going to bring some of the wisdom, things we've learned, the things that work and don't work in marriage. And Kevin's bringing some great content from his best-selling book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. It is possible. And so we're going to be, this reunion tour, we're focusing in two areas. We're going to be in Albuquerque. Yeah, we're looking forward to being at Hoffmantown Church in Albuquerque on Saturday, April 7th. We'll open the doors at 8 in the morning, get started by 8:30. Let you out later in the afternoon so you have the afternoon for your family and so on. Albuquerque, April 7th, and then in Glendale in the Phoenix area at the Glendale Nazarene Church on Saturday, April 21. We're going to talk about strengthening intimacy in your marriage, how to communicate with your kids. One of the things that I love is how we can parent up and power down. Kevin's going to be talking about the power struggles that occur in parenting. This is going to be great for single moms and dads as well. If you're a single parent, you're going to have a lot to learn. It'll be encouragement for relationships as well. You'll learn on the marriage part. It's just going to be a fun day taking your questions as well during this time together. So get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Today we're talking about how do some marriages last and some don't. How come some marriages we know make it about 7 years and they're over? I mean, half of the marriages that end in divorce do so in the first 7 years. It becomes a collective kind of process where things build up and things don't get resolved and boom, and then the marriage is over. And I think it's particularly difficult today because we live in a replacement culture. Everything is replaceable. I mean, you look at it. You got the phone advertisements, get your new phone, replace the one you get and get a newer one, a bigger one. It's got more pixels for your photographs. As though you need a 50-pixel camera on your cell phone, right, to put on your Facebook with a little picture that big. But everything is new, and we live in a culture today where everything is programmed to become obsolete so it can be replaced, right? What did we hear? Didn't we hear this last week? Was it L.L. Bean that had the policy that you could always return whatever you got anytime, and they just had to cancel that because people were wearing things out for years and then thinking they could get a new one. You know, we live in that kind of a culture. I have a marriage, wearing out, I'll go get another one. Come on now. I know it's more complicated than that, but we do live in a culture today where it's easy to look at marriage not as a commitment, but as a replaceable decision. And so our goal is to say, hey, you want your marriage to last for your kids, for yourself, for your grandkids, and this may be a second marriage for you and you're going through this, you want to make it work, and we're focusing on what are the ingredients that make a marriage last for a lifetime. Lisa wants to join in. She's in Michigan. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, I'm glad I called. I appreciate it. I want to tell you that frustration grew, and we had our reasons, and we had our reasons more so than anyone else to say, let's part our ways. And we started to, and then I said to myself, no way. I was raised Jewish. My husband was raised Christian. We have a Christian household now. And we had it when we were married. We were married. But anyway, I went online and I purchased everything to think of with God's name. Christ is the center of our conversation, center of our home. That was posted on one wall. Then in a room, I made a room for a prayer thing that I used for the office. Now it is a conversation room about finances and everything else. And on that wall is basically prayer makes up our home. And then on the other wall with our dining room in it, which is a small dining room set, huge in big letters, blessed in this family we are, bless our home, bless our family, in Christ's name, amen. Mm. And with these signs around the house, you would be surprised at how much you think about things before you say them and how much it's calming to know that in the moment of frustration, God is there.
Amen to that. Lisa, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. I think the symbols that we put up, the things that we have on the wall, I mean, come on, you go into people's homes, you can tell pretty quickly the books on the shelves, the things on the wall, what their priorities are. Lisa, thank you for sharing that. I know you had more, but we're out of time for today, and we appreciate your calls. We'd love to have you. By the way, the phone line is going to continue open because we're going to continue to be here in the studio and record a program on this topic. Love to have you participate. What's one thing that has made marriage last or you've seen that make marriage last? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Thank you for your support, by the way, members. You're making intentional living possible because of your support. If you're not a member, you can join us today. And in your monthly support for this ministry, which is listener-supported, you're reaching people around the world, and we're strengthening this community and your own life and your own home. And we're going to send you a new member kit, two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, one for your own personal development called The Power of One Thing, and then Starve for Affection, a book for marriage, and ongoing teaching each and every month. All you have to do, very simple, just call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Press number 4 takes you right to our staff. Or anytime at theintentionallife.com. Information there at the website to support the ministry. Also for upcoming conferences and tours and so on, you can check it out. For our entire team here, we want to thank you, Rob and Stephen and Sally and myself. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.